Noel Tobin, my wife Geraldine, two daughters, Natasha and Fiona. We came to Covent Garden in 1968 from Finsbury Park, and we thought we might stay for a couple of years. We ended up staying for 44 years. Yeah. So I was lucky. I worked in the West End Theatre for 8.5 years, and then I worked at the Royal Opera House for 33 years. So it was all very convenient for me, living in a great area like this and working close by at the Opera House, becoming part of the Covent Garden community in 71, and working to save Covent Garden and the Actionary Plan with both the Covent Garden community and the Covent Garden Forum, which started in 1974. Do you remember the Reverend Austin Williams? Yeah, he was the chairman of the Covent Garden Forum. Yeah, yes, yeah. So, I mean, that's what we did, and the Covent Garden Forum was the official designated body that was set up by the Secretary of State, Geoffrey Rippon. The community association was local people. We were local people, and we were also part of the official body as well. But we saved the area.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you, us, you, your mother, yeah, your father.
That's fantastic. What was it like to live here in the... When did you move in?
Well, the last 2 years of Marcus. Okay. We were here the last 2 years of Marcus. It was wonderful. Yeah. I'm so sorry when they went, and that kind of noise, that normal noise, you know, the market noise you heard every night, all night, when that wasn't there anymore. You know, there was nothing. Everything just closed down, literally, until they redeveloped the area. I mean, all the shops were built and whatnot, and then you had the new noise, and then you had all the lorries and vans and things coming up Long Acre every night, you know. But basically, I preferred the noise of the market. It was nice to know people, to meet people, to know people, you know, to meet the old Covent Gardenites, you know. And I said, to work, and we all work very hard to save Covent Garden.